U.S. President Donald Trump says he may cancel his scheduled meeting with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin because of Moscow's maritime clash with Ukraine. Trump said he's awaiting a full report from his national security team about Russia's capture of three Ukrainian naval ships and their crew. He said he does not like that kind of aggression and that the report will be very determinative. The U.S. president is due to meet Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, which convenes on Friday and Saturday. On November the 25th, Russia seized three Ukrainian Navy ships in the Kerch Strait for illegal entrance into waters off the Crimea Peninsula, but Kiev condemned the move and accused Moscow of aggression. Let's discuss this one a little bit further with the help of Mr. Scott Bennett. He is a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Thank you, Scott, for joining us. He's joining us actually via Skype out of San Francisco. Tell me, Scott, what would you say? Is this a new or this the beginning at least of a new phase of relations between Moscow and Washington?
Well, I think President Trump, in his meetings with Vladimir Putin in the past, has given the president the understanding that Vladimir Putin is a masterful diplomat and a very wise and honest individual and a fabulous leader of his people and Russia, with an encyclopedic mind of the geopolitics of the region between Russia and Ukraine, Crimea, as well as Syria and the Middle East. So he has a wealth of knowledge and experience in the intelligence agencies and the military and law that President Trump does not have. So on one level, the president would be a fool not to recognize certain superior qualities of intellect, of temperament, of professional expertise that President Putin has. And I think President Trump is wise enough to appreciate that. He also can appreciate that he has a diplomatic row with the neoconservative Zionist elements in the American Congress that are constantly pushing for conflict, if not open war with Russia, in order to justify fabulous military-industrial complex contracts. And that is the rub. That is where President Trump is finding himself in a dilemma, because on one side he has national security advisors such as John Bolton, Secretary of Defense James Mattis, and a host of other neoconservatives that are constantly telling the president lies and false information, whether it's the Syrian chemical strikes or other misdirections of geopolitics. So the president's not getting accurate intelligence, and the only thing he has to rely upon is his gut, is his instinct. So I think he is going to meet with President Putin. I think he's saying that to throw off balance his national security team and these constant screeching voices which call for conflict and tension and aggression against Russia. So he's throwing them red meat. He's acknowledging with feigned indifference and dramatic concern about Russia's hostility, but he knows he can go to President Putin and get the real truth of the situation that no one else in Washington will give him. And I think President Putin will say to him in Argentina, when they do meet, he will advise the president and tell him in no uncertain terms that Ukraine was planning to perhaps bomb the bridge between Ukraine and Russia, Crimea, that they had military objectives, and for that reason, Russia had no choice, and Russia will continue to act on that. They will not tolerate any military aggression. And I think the president realizes that. So he also needs to be told by others that this plan that Obama started, which was the forced overthrow and coup d'etat in Ukraine under Victoria Nuland and John Kerry and Barack Obama, was doomed to failure in the beginning, and it is only a matter of time before a reverse coup orchestrates itself and throws out Poroshenko and returns Ukraine to a pro-Russian friendly government that most likely will turn away from the West, because the West has really given them nothing. It has more prostituted Ukraine and taken their resources and provided them false dreams and false hopes that have never come to fruition, whether it's open markets in the European Union or NATO membership. The Ukrainians are going to be inclining away from that Poroshenko leadership, into new leadership, which will perform the classical liaison capacity of Ukraine as the bridge between America and Russia, not as an obstacle.
Thank you very much. Very comprehensive comments. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer out of San Francisco with